It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, there's a little bit of a college basketball fever here in Houston with the Cougars. Mm-hmm. One of the final four teams in the NCAA still vying for the national championship in men's college basketball. And they face off against probably one of the most widely, you know, known programs, one of the most well decorated programs. And the dude who is widely regarded as the number one overall pick in this upcoming NBA draft, mm-hmm. later on in the year, that Duke Blue Devils team looks like it's going to be tough. And let some of these analysts tell it.
Let's hear them from them.
They are insurmountable. How about Wally Szczerbiak of CBS Sports talking about them? Wally, how do you view this game?
I said they could be the greatest Duke tournament team of all time. They're winning by a margin of 23.5 points in this tournament. It's up to Houston to prove that they're not. And I don't think they can do it. I think Duke's going to be too big, too poised, too strong, and too talented. And I think they're going to win by double digits.
All right, Wally.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was quick and to the point. All right. I guess you are going to be a hater. All right. Mm-hmm. What about Seth Greenberg, mm-hmm. former coach in NCAA? At ESPN. Seth, what you got to say about this game?
Yeah, I mean, look at Duke, and you look at their defense. So Duke, Houston, number one defense in the country, Houston, Duke, the number one offense. Oh, by the way, Duke also has a top five defense and the ability to protect the front of the rim. Duke's just so hard to prepare for because you got to stop them defensively, and then you got to also stop them in terms of them turning you over, them protecting the front of the rim, them taking you off the three-point line. They got a lot of dudes, but to me, it's their defense, their offense, their ability to create matchups, the number of different guys that can make plays, and then you just can't score on them. Malawach is like a human backboard right there. I mean, his ability to protect the front of the rim is absolutely ridiculous. You can't get to the front of the rim, and then they can close out and run you off the three-point line. But Malawach, he's a human backboard.
All right, you made your point.
We get it. We get it. Double digits, back human backboard.
So they're not giving.
Yeah.
By the way, Seth Greenberg, you mentioned that, Duke has a top five defense in addition to their offense. Well, I mean, the Cougars have a top 10 offense.
Yeah.
We're not going to pretend like they're just little sisters of the poor, mm-hmm. here, what have you. And so while people are not giving the Cougars a chance to win, even though they are still like one of the better teams in the nation, how do you view this? What do you view as the path for the Cougars to win this?
Well, look, it's funny because I have to give credit to Ocho Texto, one of our favorites, who asked me this question, off air on the text board yesterday. And I thought, and I gave him an answer, but I thought, you know what? Let me ask someone who knows a lot more about me. So it clearly wasn't Seth Greenberg, but I texted a former coach, former college basketball coach. No, not Josh. I know that's what people are thinking.
Who passed it?
Yeah. But and I just kind of started an exchange and said, how do you do it? How the Cougs going to do it? How is Kelvin Sampson? Because you know he's going to have him ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what would you do to beat Duke? 4.5, maybe it's increasing favorite.
I'll have to double check what the line is now, but last time I checked, it was 4.5-point favorite for the Duke Blue Devils.
And he texted me back. He goes, Duke beat Boston College by ultimately 20-25 points, but Boston College had the right idea. I said, what?
Oh,
okay. So what he was saying is Wake Forest had, he's watched all these Duke games. He said Wake Forest had some success doing this. Boston College, even though they lost in the second half, they didn't have the depth, had some success doing this. And he said, you can't, because they switch everything so well. He says Duke is so long, so athletic. They have five guys that can play five positions essence. Okay. No, I mean, it's true. I mean, that's why they are what they are, and that's why they're favored, and they're winning by 25 points a game in the tournament. He said, so don't, if you start trying to beat their switches, it's a fool's errand. You're going to have some success, but more problems than not. He thinks the whole secret to it all is the Cougars' inside players offensively. Not inside players defensively, attack the inside. You heard him say Mulawach, but they got a lot of inside guys. He said start inside out, not outside in when you're trying to play Duke. If you have the depth, which the Cougars do, you can really maybe get them in foul trouble, but have some success because then the perimeter guys that are switching everything outside so well are going to have to crash, are going to have to come down and offer help. And so he got really into detail. I don't want to bog anybody down with details on this. But he said, because Duke can switch everything outside, you got to start on the inside. And then I bounced my idea off of him about, defensively stopping Duke, maybe just extend everything, try to trap as soon as they cross the half court line, try to, get the ball out of their hands, get them to start their offense a little late, which is what I told Ocho. He said yes, but he said the key is really offensively. Like the as great of a defense as the Cougars have, they've got a great defense. You've got to get the ball up floor before they set. And when you start in a half court game, pitch it to the bigs inside out. And he said that, this is a team that doesn't have a lot of flaws. Their only flaw is to start on the inside because they'll beat you on the outside. They'll beat you on the outside offensively. They'll beat you on the outside defensively. So, which is an interesting concept, that the Cougars with Cryer and all these guys, you want to get the ball in their hands.
That is tough, though. Like, you talk about the guys that have kind of carried this thing relatively of late. Milo Susan, LJ Cryer, Emmanuel Sharp, all your perimeter guys. And then, Juwan Roberts, obviously the six-year senior. He's a big part. It seems like the idea is, hey, can Juwan Roberts.
Start there.
Can you start there? The only thing that I asked then is, all right, if you're going to go Juwan Roberts post-ups, what this team is absolutely okay with doing, one, can he overpower, can he win one-on-one, which I think he's shown he has the post moves and the ability to get there. But then on top of that, what happens if Duke comes out like Purdue did, where they trapped and they doubled the bigs and then tested their ability to pass out, which did not go as well as you would hope against Purdue.
From what I could gather, they're not going to expect.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
To do that. They love their big guys. They don't want to get beat on the outside. And they're so long compared to, you know, the thing about the Cougars... backcourt and perimeter players, obviously that's where they've made their hay and that's where they made big shots. You know, that's where, you know, one day it was, you know, Crier, and you know, next day it was someone else. That he says they're going to have a hard time getting around Duke's switches and length. And that doesn't mean they won't. I mean, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be an NCAA tournament Final Four game, and it's going to be tough. He says, but ultimately that's where they want the Cougars to do that. To try to test their switches, test their length on the outside. So you got to go the other way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's interesting. We're looking forward to Saturday, man, when it comes to Cougars Duke. Last I checked, 5.5.
It's going up.
Yeah, it's gone back up. So we'll see what it ultimately looks like. But, you know, the betting odds aren't what dictate this game. It's the preparedness and their ability to get out there. And especially for the Cougars, like if they can fluster Duke early, not allow them to, like, immediately jump in and get to scoring, that's one of the things that they've done really well. Just, the Cougars are great at, like, limiting the number of possessions in a game generally. And if you can start off by making the opposing team throw away some possessions just because they're not used to the defense that you're throwing at them, like that can be really beneficial. All right. So I know that you've said that you have a buddy that is going to travel out to San Antonio, already has a plan, even though they have to come back to work literally the next morning. And so, or, you know, that led to the question of the day earlier, which was, what is the furthest length that you've gone to see your team, or just to see a game in some ways? And people started sending in all sorts of fun texts. And then we got even more, like from the 281, they said, in the 80s, while in the Navy in Virginia, drove to New York City on a Friday night to see a Yankee World Series. On Saturday, drove back to the ship going out to sea on Sunday. Made it by 30 minutes.
Well, hey, salute. Permission to board, and you're good to go.
Right. Yeah, like, what happens, though, if you're late?
You know he was seasick, too. Not because of the sea, but because of the motion and what he had the night before.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet so. But I'm like, how do you explain if you pulling up late to the boat? I just wanted to go see some baseball.
Yeah.
And my bad. Yeah. I thought that was allowed.
I got a hunch most of those guys pull up as get as close as they can to when they have to leave. They spend as much time as they can.
I bet so. That's fair. It's like I'm not checking in many hours early just because. All right, from 713, in school in McAllen, clinical rotations, called in on a lunch break, said my car broke down and couldn't return, drove 6 hours from South Texas to Minute Maid for game 7 of the 2019 World Series. Obviously, the Astros lost, unfortunately. Drove 6 hours back south for the next shift in the morning. That was a heady play.
Ooh.
You went to real great lengths. You risked your employment. Obviously, you got yourself out here on the car. I wonder, for people that do this, is there any concern that maybe you get caught on the TV and somebody sees
it? Oh, yeah. These days?
Right? Like
100%.
I have a feeling. I mean, we're in 2019. It's not like this was 1995 or anything. You had to be very careful with your social media stuff as well. Like, you can't have yourself coming back to work and they're like, actually, step into my office. Can you explain this particular post for me and what happened there? What's happened with this geotag?
I think that happened in this building a few years ago. It might have been 2017, 18, somewhere in there, playoffs. I want to say someone, like, called in sick and was, like we were in the studio and you could see him on TV in Astros games. Like, hey, that happens a lot. Like, okay, your secret's safe with me, but there's a lot of people that are watching this game. There's a lot of people watching this game.
All right, let's see. In the late 1960s, ooh, when in second grade, a friend and I rode our bicycles about 5 miles crossing a major highway, riding through the, quote, bad side of town to see the Cowboys. And this was just to get off of a bus and walk into a hotel. Mm-hmm. It was awesome until my parents saw us on the nightly news. There you go.
Yeah.
But I'll always remember it. There you go.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How many Cougs are going to be in San Antonio? Cougs fans.
Ooh, there's so many. So many.
Are you going to do that? Would you rather just kind of watch it from here? I think a lot of people just want to be, you know, Riverwalk, around the stadium, yeah. All that stuff.
Also because this feels like the team that has the best chance to do it.
Yeah.
And like this, you've had a level of buildup, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have had, and I don't want to make the direct correlation that came to mind here, but you've had a lot of buildup. You're mm-hmm. waiting for that. You're waiting for the time to actually make that thing shake. And it feels like this could be the time. And if it is within driving distance, you don't have to pick up, you don't have to, you know, book a flight or anything.
No.
That feels like something that a lot of people are going to make it for. And on top of the fact that the round prior, if you were just like, I just want to see the Cougars in this, was 1,000 miles away. So the next best opportunity is mere, 100 plus miles away. Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to make that drive.
Let me give you guys, Cougs fans, I'm talking to you. Listen up, Cougs fans. Let me give you a little Final Four hack that can work like a champ.
Sleeping in your own bed, drive to San Antonio, drive back?
No.
Okay.
Go down to San Antonio for the game, watch it at a bar in or around the Alamo Dome.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot in downtown, et cetera. If U of H wins Saturday, go directly to the stadium and start hitting up Duke fans as they're leaving.
Oh, for this, the
you can get face value or less.
That's a good call.
I've seen it happen. I've been to probably 15, 16 Final Fours over the years. That is the best value in sports. You can get to the, if you're hitting up the losing team's fans as they're leaving, they'll get rid of them for $100. So I'll give you $100 for your Monday ticket.
Look at that.
That's the hack of all hacks. So if you were contemplating it, I'm saying you think they're going to win, you're hopeful they're going to win, catch those Duke fans when they're walking out because they have the packages. You know, they have the Saturday, Monday package.
Right.
Just buy their Monday tickets.
I'm glad that's the package you were talking about. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Super excited for the weekend, obviously, that is coming. But coming up next, let's stay in the now before we get into the future. Let's go back to West Palm Beach. There's more from D'Amico Ryans joining Texas All Access. More than just the offensive line, he talked about some other things, including C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.